The first civil trial that could hold a pharmaceutical company accountable for the opioid crisis is in its third week in a Norman courtroom. The state is accusing drug giant Johnson & Johnson of downplaying opioids' addiction risk, leading to the deaths of thousands of Oklahomans. Jackie Fortier of State Impact Oklahoma reports.
In his opening remarks, Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter didn't mince words.
They had embarked on a cynical, deceitful, multi-million-dollar brainwashing campaign to establish opioid analgesics as the magic drug.
Oklahoma's lawyers say the company did more than push its own pills. Until 2016, Johnson & Johnson profited from the prescription opioid crisis by cultivating and patenting a highly potent poppy in Tasmania. The narcotic refined from the plant was sold to other companies to make opioids, including Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin. That's one of the most prescribed drugs and a leading driver of the epidemic. But this case has brought to light another aspect of the company's business. Johnson & Johnson also produced the active ingredient for opioid treatment drugs, including naloxone, which is used to reverse overdoses. Dr. Andrew Kolodny is an opioid crisis expert who testified for the state.
You would be able to profit off of a drug that's causing addiction and overdose deaths, as well as profit off of drugs that are used to treat addiction and overdose deaths.
Kolodny says Johnson & Johnson downplayed the addiction risk when marketing opioids to doctors, knowing that almost any opioid prescription would benefit its bottom line.
From every direction, we were hearing that if you are an enlightened doctor in the know, you'll understand that opioids are a gift from Mother Nature and should be used much more for just about any complaint of pain.
Johnson & Johnson pushed back hard. Their lawyers argue that opioids are legal drugs and blamed the state for not effectively monitoring the prescribing habits of physicians. Here's their lead attorney, Larry Ottaway, reading from a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report in his opening statement.
States, as regulators of healthcare practice, have the responsibility and authority to monitor and correct inappropriate and illegal prescribing.
Ottaway said that the entire pharmaceutical industry is tightly controlled by the federal government, and he said the company's goal was to help patients.
Serious chronic pain is a soul-stealing, life-robbing thief.
Oklahoma's lawyers grilled Johnson & Johnson's corporate representative, Kimberly Deem Eshelman. For days, they asked her about the 140,000 sales calls that Johnson & Johnson's drug representatives made on Oklahoma doctors over a 10-year period, specifically targeting high prescribers.
You wanted younger patients.
Again, we were indicated for chronic pain.
You wanted more market share.
We wanted to competitively differentiate our product.
You wanted to make more money.
We are a for-profit organization, company, yes.
The state says those misleading sales tactics created a public nuisance, which refers to actions that harm members of the public, including public health. A famous example was a case involving lead paint. But Richard Osnes, a law professor at the University of Kentucky who's been following the case, says the burden of proof is on the state.
You got to connect some dots. The fact you have an opioid crisis is not necessarily caused by the promotional efforts of the drug companies. That's, of course, the issue. If they can't prove that, then they're going to lose.
Oklahoma is seeking billions of dollars to pay for the cost of addiction for decades to come. Osnes says the state's decision to drop all other claims against the drug giant, including fraud, could backfire.
They're seeking money damages for the economic losses, the secondary losses that they incur by virtue of being the government and having governmental responsibilities such as health and police protection and things of that sort. That's a real stretch for public nuisance.
Oklahoma's case sets the stage for about 2,000 other civil lawsuits around the country trying to hold the opioid companies accountable. Attorneys for the state still have about a week to present to the judge. After that, it's Johnson & Johnson's turn. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.